Hello, my name is Paul Harris, and I should like briefly to introduce this record and personally welcome you to the Impulse Club. On this sampler disc, you will find recordings from European offshore radio stations from 1958 up to the present day. These are just a small selection from our long-playing record, The History of Offshore Radio, which contains many more unique and historic recordings from European radio stations. I should like to wish you good listening.
Die Lüder zur Radio Merkur.
This is CNBC, the commercial neutral broadcasting company, broadcasting on 192 meters medium wave band.
Our transmitter power is to be increased in the near future, and our coverage will, in consequence, be extended. Advertisers in East Anglia are cordially invited to write to CNBC's advertising representative in order to obtain further details. The address is Russ Radio Productions Limited, 23 Upper Wimpole Street, London, West 1.
Let's go, 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 go!
Mochten ze u vragen, u luistert toch ook naar Veronica?
Go, go, go!
192, goed idee! Radio Veronica!
On the go, go!
This is wonderful Radio London, where you're hearing things,
where you're hearing things.
Esta es la estación número una in London, England. It's mi favorita.
Wonderful Radio London, olé!
Step up, step up to a new level of musical velvet. Smooth sounds of the smart set, hallmark of quality Britain Radio.
Ever wondered what your favorite 270 man looks like? Well, now you can find out. Individual photographs of all the 270 men are now available. Postcard-sized real photographs taken on location in England. Send a postal order for £1 per photograph, stating, of course, which DJ you want. And don't forget to send a postcard-sized stamped-addressed envelope. Write to Photo Offer, Radio 270, Scarborough.
Radio Caroline, newsbeat, fast and factual.
37-year-old Reg Calvert, manager of many pop beat groups, including The Fortunes, and owner of the offshore radio station Radio City, was shot dead in a country mansion near Saffron Walden, Essex, early this morning. A man is reported to be helping the Essex police in their inquiries into the shooting. A shroud of mystery has surrounded the activities of Mr. Calvert during the past 2 weeks, with conflicting reports being issued as to the future of his station. Last Monday, the radio chief asked detectives from Scotland Yard to investigate an alleged boarding of his radio station by unnamed people.
You have been found guilty of listening to an offshore commercial station. This is your 59th offence. Therefore, your punishment must be severe. I sentence you to listen to the BBC Light for the rest of your life.
Anything but that!
Order! Order! Any more of this contempt of court, and it will be the Home Service. That's better.